interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
I remember one time, John, somebody said to me, you know when you really made it is when you can make money while you're sleeping. You are sound asleep, and you are still making money somehow. That's when you know you got there. Well, a 49-year-old woman from Australia named Rachel Perry, she pleaded guilty earlier this month to stealing a bunch of money from a veterinarian's office. She worked there, and when I say a bunch of money, I really mean a ton of money. She bilked like $670,000 out of her place of work, and she did it all so she could play online slot games while she was sleeping. So these games, you can't even win money, John. You pay actual cash for credits or money in the game, but due to legal reasons, the winnings are more credits or digital rewards and not actually money that you can cash out. So this account manager at the vet hospital ended up over many years, of about 3 years, made up 475 fraudulent transactions to embezzle more than $670,000 so she could play these games. She put them on auto run while she was sleeping. So she does have a serious gambling problem. And so she ended up, she was charged with 25 counts of computer-related fraud. And she's looking at prison time. She has not been sentenced yet.
What's the point of a game that you can't win?
I don't know.
Game where you can't even win money.
And you're stealing money to play a game that you can't even win while you're sleeping.
Okay. All right, a guy got busted for driving his motorized cooler on the road without a license.
We've seen people do this before.
That sentence indicates you might actually be able to drive your motorized cooler on the streets as long as you have a license. This guy in Australia, 25-year-old. So the cooler is on a metal platform with four wheels, an engine, and handlebars. And the cooler is, you know, that's the seat. Police shared a picture of the motorized cooler loaded on the back of a large tow truck. But they towed it out of there.
I imagine the cooler is empty at this point.
Yeah. They impounded the cooler for 30 days, and the guy was cited for driving without a license. The cooler is considered a vehicle because of its size and engine capacity. And then, so because of that, it's got to comply with requirements and road rules on it.
It's an alcohol funny car.
Yeah.
And a Florida woman had a hell of a Thanksgiving weekend. 35-year-old Heather Cruz of Dunellen, Florida, in Citrus County. This is Sunday night, and police say she walked into a home, undressed herself, and then started sitting. She's naked. Started sitting on the laps of a number of people there in the house, several of whom were more than 65 years old. And once she removed her clothing, exposed her genitalia, she grabbed and hugged the homeowner, and when she was told to stop, she decided she would sit on the lap of some of the other residents, completely naked, asking them, "You like it, don't you?" Police at the home said they attempted to remove the 35-year-old through the front door, and that's when the cops, you know, basically showed up. She was still naked. She ended up grabbing the junk of couple of the people there, making some crude sexual remarks. When the police arrived, they asked her to put on a shirt. She was then handcuffed and placed in the back of a patrol car, where she ended up kicking the officer in the chest. When another officer came over from a different squad car to try and settle things down, she kicked a second officer in the chest. She's facing 3 counts of battery on persons 65 or older, 2 counts of battery on a cop, and 1 count of resisting arrest with violence, in addition to the exposure of sexual organs and battery. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah.